All right, we're back, everybody. On our special guest this morning is the legend Stephen A. Smith, and we're discussing the Colin Kaepernick situation.
They all showed up to watch a live workout with Colin Kaepernick, scheduled for 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. What does Colin Kaepernick do?
Oh.
Saturday at 2:30, a half hour before the workout, Colin Kaepernick lets them know he will not be showing up to their facilities to work out. Instead, he's going to show up to a high school field 51 miles away near Atlanta Airport to do the workout with his own people.
Jesus.
Now, he's trying to sit up there and say a couple of things.
Number one,
he wanted his own receivers. Well, the NFL capitulated to that. They said, okay, you can have your own receivers running routes, catching your passes. All of a sudden, he wanted the waiver. The liability waiver was an issue because essentially the NFL waiver stipulates that, just because we're giving you a tryout doesn't mean that we have to hire you. Okay, because what they didn't want to do was position themselves for a workers' compensation claim. Also, we don't want to be in a position where you believe you have the right to sue us just because this workout doesn't materialize something, which is a standard waiver
Man.
To every unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, there was pushback from that. And then last but not least, they were trying, his lawyers, Jeff Nally and those guys, were trying to say that videoing it was a deal breaker because they didn't want the NFL videoing the workout. They wanted to be able to do it themselves with their cell phones or their cameras as opposed to the state-of-the-art equipment that the NFL has and the Atlanta Falcons has, where you got cameras on goalposts and poles for crying out loud. You got cameras everywhere. Okay? So he didn't want to
Stephen A.
Okay, Stephen A. Stephen A. Why? Okay, y'all, hold on. We'll be right back with more Stephen A right after this. We got to hear the rest of this. All right, we're back, everybody. On our special guest this morning is the legend Stephen A. Smith, and we're discussing the Colin Kaepernick situation. So
what does the NFL say? The NFL said, that no, not only did we promise you we're going to send our tapes to all 32 teams in the league, but we promised to hand you the raw footage of the workout, plus 25 different teams are in attendance to watch you raw. What's the problem? Colin Kaepernick and those and his camp used that as an excuse to back out. And last but not least, not only did he go to the workout 51 miles away, not only did he notify them not up until a half hour before his workout was to begin, pushing it back to 4 o'clock, knowing good and damn well what Atlanta traffic is like on a Saturday afternoon, trying to get 51 miles away. But on top of it all, once he gets there, all those fans that you saw there, okay, were wearing Kaepernick t-shirts, I'm with Cap, or shirts that said, I know my rights. There was security there and his own personnel. And there was his own security there, and there was personnel there. So clearly it wasn't a last-minute thing because you have to organize it. And remember that the high school is a public high school. You can't just use their field without their permission. You have to call superintendent.
Right.
You have to call a public school officials to get permission to do all of that, which means that he knew what he was going to do. He had planned to do it, but didn't notify the National Football League until a half hour before his workout was scheduled, an hour away in Flowery Branch, Georgia. That's the story.
Okay, Stephen, here's my question to you. Why would he move the facility, in your opinion, from the designated spot set up by the NFL and not give them but a half hour notice?
The easy answer is that clearly there's an extreme level of mistrust that even one would say is somewhat justifiable. He doesn't trust the NFL after all that he's been through, et cetera, et cetera. but you didn't trust the NFL when you were posting those workouts on social media. You didn't trust the work. You didn't trust the NFL when you said that you're ready to play right now. You don't trust the NFL now when you're saying all 32 teams are free to call me for a workout. So my position is, it's a ploy. Colin Kaepernick led us to believe that he really, really, really wants to play in the NFL. Now, one of two things are reality. Either he's full of it and he doesn't want to play in the NFL, or he's delusional because he thinks that he gets to do what he wants to do, when he wants to do, while he wants, or how he wants to do it, while having his hands out for somebody else's product and dollars. Okay. Which one you want to go with?
Okay, now, right there. I'm going to go with all. I need all three of those. I need all of those that you went with, because I was trying to understand the Kunta Kinte T-shirt. Kunta
Kinte did not have
any of the rights and options that you just described that brother Colin Kaepernick has. So what's the Kunta Kinte T-shirt for?
No. Here's what you're missing. That was his way, one could easily surmise, of highlighting the fact that, similar to Kunta Kinte, he is a laborer, a slave hand, being persecuted by the big bad NFL owners.
Whoa.
Once again, what I would say is this. Then why do you want to play for them?
Right.
There is something called the Canadian Football League. I've been in Toronto. It's a beautiful city. Haven't y'all? I've heard Montreal.
Yes,
Canada.
I have.
It's a beautiful city as well. There's a plethora of places that you can go that are right near the United States. They have a football league. What's the problem? But you keep saying that you want to play in the National Football League while highlighting during a job interview that the people that you're going to be working for are racist in your eyes. That's what you're saying.
All right, y'all. Hey, hang on. Right there. Stop right there, Stephen A. We'll be right back, y'all. Don't go away. We're coming back with the rest of it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. Stephen A. Smith, the legend, is here, and we're talking about Colin Kaepernick. And, Lord, are we talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, by the way, can I ask him, may I switch gears and ask you all a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know Steve Harvey? Mm-hmm. All of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know of anybody who's filed a grievance against an employer, settled, and then expected a job for them? I'm saying Steve Harvey and the Steve Harvey Morning Team. Are you all aware of anybody who has filed a grievance against an employer, settled for millions,
and went back
from that employer, and then expected to have a job from that employer?
Jesus.
Do you know anybody?
Jesus.
I just need help.
No one, Stephen.
No.
I am asking for the help of the Steve Harvey Morning, because maybe I missed it.
There is none.
Maybe
you ain't missing
it.
We can't help you.
Maybe I missed it.
We can't help you. You ain't missed nothing. We can't help you. We don't know nobody that's had this second chance on such a scale, over such an issue of such magnitude, following any dramatic thing of sports.
Well, let me say this.
Except Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali had a valid cause.
That's right. But remember, he was an individual. It was an individualized sport, per se. And even though he was participating in the sport, remember, his beef was that I'm not entering the armed services. Because, you know, no Viet Cong ever called me the N-word and all of that stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And the government stepped in and banned him from the sport. The sport didn't ban Muhammad Ali. The government banned him. So let's be clear about that. But the other thing that I want to get to is this. I would ask the Steve Harvey Morning Show to be careful. Because we all smiling and we all laughing at how ridiculous this is. Did you know that because of that, to us, to some within our own community, we sell out. we coons and all of that other stuff. Did you know that? Did you know that that's what they're calling us we speak? Because we have the temerity, the unmitigated gall to highlight and point out reality. This is what I want to say for the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
Everybody and their mother knows Colin Kaepernick has been treated unfairly. Colin Kaepernick has been blackballed. We get all of that. What has happened to him was egregious. It should have never happened. Let's make sure we are all clear about that. Yeah. What we're talking about is, but it happened. And the aftermath of it happening, you collected over $40 million as a player. You won millions of dollars with a settlement. Let's highlight that settlement for a second. He never told us what he stood for. We, to this day, don't know you stipulated with that settlement.
That was signed with an NDA. Settlements come
the NFL.
With an NDA.
That's right.
No, I promise
that's
you.
That's right. Non-disclosure agreement.
Neither one of them could speak of the terms of the settlement. That's a part of the settlement.
All I'm saying to you is he, to this day, has not talked. He did. Now, mind you, this is the same guy that wanted the media in attendance, right? He wanted transparency, right? Then he did his workout. Then after that, he turned around and he gave some "I Have a Dream" speech to the folks. And then after that, he didn't take. And then after that, he didn't take any questions. He didn't take any questions.
Didn't and speak so to we, the media.
So no, he didn't. He talked. He gave his statement, his speech. Uh-huh. And then after that, he walked away. Okay, and was taking pictures with the superintendent and some other officials. Let me give you an example. Not just and still with this workout, 8 teams showed up. 2 probably left early because it was only 6 near the end of his workout, probably because they had a flight to catch and they were right by the airport. And then also after that, the head of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, which exists specifically to address diversity issues as it pertains to the National Football League, the executive director, Rod Graves, of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, was in attendance for that workout at Flowery Branch as well that Colin Kaepernick refused to show up to. The Atlanta Falcons was the number one team interested in Colin Kaepernick. They're put the event together. They hosted the event in Flowery Branch. They had their employees.
Stephen A.
Everybody Stephen organized, A. and
so,
they were the ones
so
that
here's
got
to here's, okay, Stephen, here's a question. 25 teams came to Atlanta, and you saying only 8 came out to the high school field?
That's right. They refused to go.
Wow.
I
do understand that. I do really do understand that. I mean, you know, this is tough, you know. And it's sad, what you're saying is sad, of these opinions that we all seem to share and understand. I think the older you get and the longer you've been out here in this game of life, you understand the complexity of it a bit more. And I think you can go, okay, wait a minute, hold up. That don't make no sense. As opposed to some, I'm only saying some younger people who just want to be able to say and do what they want to say and not realizing that that's not the way life is set up.
My argument with his friend, Eric Reed, who got smoked by the Atlanta Falcons yesterday in Carolina. Now this guy is the first one. He's called out. Now, this is the guy that challenged. It was upset that Malcolm Jenkins and the Players Coalition, he accused them of co-opting the movement that Colin Kaepernick started. So what does he do last year? He confronts Malcolm Jenkins on the football field during the coin toss, before the Eagles played the Carolina Panthers. This is the guy that called Jay-Z and his actions of partnering with the NFL despicable. Yes. This is the guy that has attacked me and disrespected me on social media over the weekend before I had to check his behind. Here's the reality of the situation. You are a guy, and Eric Reed, you're 27 years old. And if everybody doesn't march exactly lockstep in unison with you, their blackness is to be questioned. You, who plays in the NFL, collects a check from the NFL while calling them oppressors. You, who showed up to Colin Kaepernick's workout yesterday, but had to leave early to get back to Carolina to get your butt whipped by the Atlanta Falcons. You who plays in the NFL. You who plays in the NFL, and we all appreciate your efforts and the fact that you took a knee for racial oppression, police brutality.
Absolutely.
But racial oppression and police brutality didn't have anything to do with the National Football League. So you were not protesting the National Football League until they said, Colin Kaepernick, you costing us money. We got a problem with you. All of us have stood up in support of Colin Kaepernick. And what he and others who think like him will have you believe, because we got a problem with how Colin Kaepernick has gone about handling things since that time, you're trying to give the impression that we're against him when we were supporting him all along.
Right.
Who the hell is he? And who the hell is anybody that's like him to think that they can come at us questioning our blackness? By the way, him with his blonde hair and his dread. You got to be kidding me. You better go someplace with that. Ain't nobody trying to hear
that. Your hair blonde. Oh, no, you didn't do the blonde. Blondes have more fun. You didn't go that route, did you? Because blondes have more fun.
I thought that was females. I thought that, I didn't know that was reserved for the brothers.
Oh, man.
Oh, and, by the way, I'm talking to y'all now. I appreciate this phone call because I'm just getting warmed up. I'm about to go on First Take at 10 a.m. You think I'm bad now? You wait till I get the hell on the air this morning.
On your microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for that damn man, Stephen A. Smith.
Woohoo! Wait, what about Cleveland?
Thank y'all, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is...